All right, fighters. Listen, I wanted to come to you this morning with some thoughts about criticism and haters and things like that. And this stems from a post that I did on my personal Facebook profile last week. And it was in response, it was just my thoughts. The title was Tom's Message to Haters. And the reason I did that is, guys, pretty much every day of the week, I get hate mail. It's messages, texts, emails, comments on shit, you know, whatever it is. And I want to be very clear here. I have thick skin, and yeah, I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know, y'all go fuck off, right? That's my initial reaction. So I did this post, and I was just sharing a lot about how, you know, every now and then I poke the hornet's nest. I poke it. I voice my opinions with things like, and in the contracting world here, it's stuff like, yeah, I've been preaching 50% gross profit. We've been preaching in our sales academy. Don't ever fucking go to a house ever as a contractor unless they know what the fuck it's going to cost them to do the job. You're not in the proposal writing business. And we've been extremely vocal about certain things like this. Okay, and many other things, which is why a lot of you might love me, a lot of you might fucking hate me, but whatever it is, we're standing for something. And so it's not surprising that because I polarize many people and I go against the shit that, you know, keeps contractors fucking broke and miserable, that I get a lot of messages and comments and things like that. And they often tell me I'm literally a piece of shit, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, whatever. Here's what I want to share with you, because I'm basically giving you what my post was the other day, and I'm going to share you why and how it applies to you guys today. So hang with me here. What I've come to learn through the years is until you add value to the world, okay, until you're adding value to the world, you know, in our cases here, I'm just speaking for me and my team, until you've actually saved marriages, like no shit, okay, or at least been a part of that, shown people how to get out of financial darkness and depression, until you create jobs for others, blah, 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 you can go fucking pound sand. In fact, I said, one of the things I said is, you know, you people that are going to hate on us for having the impact that we're having, you can go wipe your fucking tears with the apparel that I sell that pays the bills for many families and, you know, helps them to support the people they love and have a future, all right? And most of these people, most of you haters, not you that you're listening to this, unless you're one of them, then you go fuck off. But most of the haters, guys, are sitting in their basement at their fucking mom's house, all right, because they can't get a job because they're a piece of shit. You know, if they put as much energy into getting out and making something of themselves as they do into masturbating and ripping on people online, then they'd probably have a pretty good fucking life, all right? And so, kind of wrapping up my thoughts of the post here the other day, my team and I, in the contractor fight, in the Contractor Sales Academy, and in my new business, it's an apparel business called We Live Unafraid, we know who we are. We know who we've helped. We know how we made a difference, you guys. And so here is why I shared this message on social and how it applies to you listening here today. I know a lot of you guys that are listening to this, or maybe read this post the other day on Facebook and Insta, you're trying to do really good things. Maybe you're the first person in your damn family ever who's started a business and you had the balls to do it. Everyone else in your family was a piece of chicken shit, okay? I don't mean chicken shit like I don't like your family. What I mean is they're too much of a fucking pussy to start their own business. Like I said, you're starting a business. You're trying to do great things. You're trying to find your way. You're taking risks. Guys, you're putting yourselves out there at the risk of falling flat on your face. And oftentimes you're catching shit for it. This is why I made this post, okay? Because there's those snide comments from people that are close to you oftentimes wondering why you can't just settle for the good job that you had that had a steady paycheck, or, you know, why you can't just be content. Why do you always have to be pushing forward? I've heard that from people close to me throughout my whole life. Why can't you just be content? Why do you always have to be aggressive about everything? Blah, blah, blah. All right, guys, the criticism never stops. And the sad thing is, it's sad, maybe, I don't know, and it's not surprising, but the criticism usually comes from people who've never done shit about anything in their life except make excuses why their life isn't better. So that was the purpose of why I posted. So I posted the other day, not because I wanted everyone to go, oh, Tom, you know, fuck the haters and, you know, you're doing great things. I already know I'm fucking doing great things, all right? And as much as I appreciate people that give us props for what we're doing, I don't need it because I know what we're doing, because I see the evidence. In fact, I get more messages from people who consume our free content that have helped their marriages, their parenting, their fucking finances, their businesses, helped them get out of depression, all this other shit. I get more messages of how we help people from our free content than I actually do from our paid shit. Now, I'm massively proud of our paid shit. It's great shit, and it helps hundreds of people. But guys, I don't need the accolades going, oh, you're doing a great job. So that's not why I posted the other day. I posted to send a message to those of you that are feeling the heat. They're feeling some criticism, okay? There's people that maybe you love, you care about, and you respect who aren't showing you that same respect. They're not believing in you and all that other stuff. And that's the message is for. It's for you to keep fucking going. It's for you to step on the gas and be on the attack. It's for you to stay the damn course, do the shit you know is right to do, put your fucking blinders on, all right? And just change the fucking radio station of the losers that fucking criticize you. All right, listen, you have what it takes. I fucking have what it takes. You know you have what it takes. You might need to own your crap. We all got to own our crap. You might need to get your head out of your ass a little bit. You might need to be a quit being a fucking pussy in your sales process or in the way you communicate with people or whatever it is. There's a lot of things you might need to do, but at the end of the day, you got what it takes. So that's the purpose of today's 5 a.m. fight. Guys, I appreciate you. Have a kick-ass day. We'll see you tomorrow.